Hello everybody, welcome back to Go With The Flow. Sorry, I'm a bit out of breath. I think it's because I just walked up the stairs. Well, that was a great start to this episode. Welcome back to Go With The Flow, everybody. My name is Flo. This is an unscripted, unedited podcast where I talk about everything and everything from travel to the world. And yeah, it's just a reminder to anyone listening and to myself to just not overthink things and should just go with the flow, I guess. Today I am recording this out of necessity, I'd say. I just walked up the stairs, like I said, and I'm just laying in bed. I'm about to go to bed, but yeah, I just really felt the need to record this and the want to record this as well. And what I want to talk about today is being listened to, the importance of just being listened to, and how important it is for everyone in the world, and how I think if we were listened to more, like truly, intentionally, genuinely listened to more, I feel like it would avoid a lot of problems and a lot of unhappiness and dissatisfaction in the world. Now, let me explain a little bit. So first of all, I have this weird infection on my feet. Okay, this is maybe a bit too much information, but this is my reality, so I'm just going with the flow here. I have this weird, like, infection in my feet. It's like a foot fungus, and it's been going on for a few weeks, and it's the worst thing ever. It's so annoying, and I've been on two separate treatments, ointments, creams, whatever it is, and it didn't go away. In fact, it just spread more onto like each of my toes, and I don't want to get too graphic because no one needs to know this, but basically like every single one of my toes is very, very inflamed and red and in a lot of pain, and that has prevented me from doing any kind of walking, standing, because I'm in agony all the time. Even when I'm sitting, I'm in agony because I can feel like this weird tingling sensation as if there's like a needle in every single one of my toes 24/7, and it hurts. It really does hurt. And I was hoping it would go away a lot sooner than it did, and well, it didn't actually, but it hasn't. So anyway, I'm on a different medication now, and hopefully it'll go away. It's another different cream with a different ingredient. But the reason why I'm saying this is because I've been dealing with this for weeks, and I've been dealing with this on my own, really. And I just need to rant about it. I just need to let it out, and I just need someone to listen to me. To like truly listen and let me speak everything, like say everything that I need to say about it. Without interruption, without having, like, without waiting for their turn to speak. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if this makes sense to anyone, but I feel like sometimes when I'm talking to people, they're just waiting for their turn to speak. And sometimes that's, like, not what I want or need. You know? Like, whenever I explain to a few people that I'm dealing with this, the response that I get is, oh yeah, I had something similar, or oh yeah, I don't like being sick. I guess they would just want to show empathy, but I just want to be listened to, and sometimes the conversation just gets cut there because I start overthinking things, and I'm like, okay, maybe I should just stop complaining about this issue because it seems so trivial. Like, even while I'm talking about this now, I'm like, okay, this is such a trivial issue. But hear me out, because I feel like this applies to a lot of other things in life. Yeah, I feel like whenever someone's like, oh yeah, I feel you. Like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. or how whatever they say to make you feel better, I feel like it just is a way to stop the conversation. And because obviously there's nothing they can do about it, there's nothing, I mean, it's not going to be solved. But then I'm left with this feeling of I haven't fully said everything that I wanted to say. But obviously I don't want to bring it up, because if I bring it up, then like they will, like obviously they will want to listen, but then it feels forced. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but this is just like one example. And so it made me think a lot about conversations in general, and like friendships and just listening to one another. And I realized that it's something that has been lacking, honestly. And I don't know why. And I also am thinking about me and whether I'm able to be a good listener to people around me as well. But yeah, I feel like I haven't been able to just be listened to. Yeah, I don't really know where I'm going with this, but but I guess this is why I had this urge to do the podcast. Because right now I'm just speaking freely, without judgment, without any expectation of any response, without any pressure to complete full sentences and make sense. I'm leaving a lot of silences in my sentences, and that's completely fine. And I'm listening to myself speak. And maybe it is helping me clarify my thoughts. Maybe not really necessarily, but I am able to just fully speak whatever it is I want to say. And really listen to myself. Because I don't really speak out loud to myself ever. Sometimes I used to do that in the past, but now I never do that. And this podcast is the only time where I do. And I don't know, I feel like we should do that more often, because it is such a great way to speak and let things off your chest, or put some thoughts that have been floating in your head for a while or bothering you, just put them to words and just let them out, but without this pressure of taking up someone's time, because everyone's so busy nowadays, everyone has their own problems, and you don't want to, you know, when you're on a call with a friend, when you're seeing a friend, you want to spend quality time, you want to make it worthwhile. But what about just blabbering and just letting these things out? I don't know. I'm thinking about back in the day when there was no internet, there was no work like we know it today, like 9-to-5 jobs and things like that, because people, I'm talking way, way, way back in the day when people would farm and live off their, you know, live off their harvests and things. Like, what would they do most of the day? They would live in community, and then they would, you know, do their work on the fields and then just wait until it's harvesting season. But there was, I'm assuming there's a lot of time to just spend doing nothing. And back then there weren't any books. There were, like, I'm sure there must have been things to do, entertain yourself, but I'm also, like, imagining that there's a lot of time to just talk about everything and anything to people around you. I don't know. I just feel like nowadays it's we're such busy people, and we have busy schedules, and we only allocate 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours to see a friend here and there. So obviously we want to, you know, make it worthwhile, like, you know, talk about important things and things like that. But I feel like it's so important to just speak and take time to speak and take time to think about things that you wouldn't necessarily, because you would, you know, not deem them priorities. What do you think? And see, as I'm saying what do you think, I'm obviously aware that I'm alone in my room, like, talking to myself, and that you as a listener are probably not going to respond to me or interact with this, but me saying what do you think is a way from... I'm asking this to myself, in a way, and I'm trying to think of a different perspective on what I'm saying. I'm questioning my belief, and I'm questioning my thoughts and putting things into perspective, like, what do I think about this? And I think this is maybe why I enjoy journaling, though I haven't really been doing a lot of it recently, or as much as I should. I'm saying I should. I'm not being harsh on myself in the sense that, oh, I need to do all these habits to be successful, happy, whatever. I'm saying as much as I should because I know how beneficial it is for me. Just in the way that yoga is beneficial and exercising and everything. So I like journaling, but haven't been doing a lot of it recently just because I'm in a lot of pain, like I said, because of my feet. It's just been very annoying, and it's just been putting me in a non-productive mood, and my memory's been a blur for the past few weeks. But yeah, like, journaling, I guess, does that. It allows you to allocate 5-10 minutes of your day to slow down your thoughts and to put them down onto paper, on your notes, or whatever, wherever you keep your journal entries, and just listen to yourself, listen to your thoughts, whether they're spoken or written, and slow down your brain. And this is also what I'm doing with this podcast, and I think this is why I enjoy this podcast so much, and I enjoy recording these little snippets of my life and reflecting. And I feel like this applies to everything and everyone in life. Like, whether it is just listening to your own thoughts and worries, or your friends' worries, I feel like we should all take more time. Like, I'm not... I guess part of me is, like, saying this out of selfishness, because I wish my friends would spend more time listening to me, or paying attention or interest. Oop, that's a voice note that I received, and my notification sound was turned on. Yeah, like, listening to me. But maybe I also really want to do that for my friends. And I guess I do that, like, whenever... I don't know if I do that to all my friends, but I try to, I want to. But I just feel like, in general, if we listen to each other more, we would have more empathy. Like, if we truly listened to what the person is saying, instead of waiting for our turn to speak, I feel like we would have more empathy, and a lot of things that are happening in the world wouldn't be happening. Like the war in Ukraine right now. Like, if one person has an issue with someone, and they were given the opportunity to fully express themselves without any counter argument, without any judgment, without anything, just fully express themselves freely about the thing that is bothering them, and then the person on the other side is given the opportunity to do the same thing, I'm sure we could come to an agreement. Instead of just fully believing, I want to say this, I want to say that, I'm worried by this, and therefore I'm going to act, before even speaking freely and listening to oneself and listening to the other, I don't know, I just have a feeling that this would avoid a lot of problems in the world and in life. So yeah, I guess this episode, it was just go with the flow. Yeah, it's a reminder to myself to listen more to myself, because I obviously have very busy friends and people in my life, and I don't have the expectation of people to like listen to me, or you know, listen to me rant or whatever. Also, I wouldn't, like, I'm not always in the mood to do so. So if you're like, oh, like, hey, let's call, let's do this, I won't necessarily want to talk in that moment. But whenever I do want to talk, like, my friends aren't there. So obviously I don't have this expectation, but like, ideally, in the best case scenario world, like, I could just ring up a friend and just talk infinitely, not necessarily infinitely, but just have no pressure or expectation that I need to finish the call in a certain amount of time, or that they are gonna actually like respond in the perfect way. I don't know. But yeah, maybe this podcast is just a reminder to listen to yourself, you know? You can just be there for yourself. You can listen to yourself. And sometimes it's actually really helpful. Like right now, just having silences in my sentences, just trying to puzzle together my thoughts is nice. I needed this past week. I did. And so I'm happy that I'm happy that I took the decision to just record another episode. To anyone listening, try it. Try talking to yourself. Maybe it's cringe, maybe it's weird, but I recommend it. Just look at yourself in the mirror if you want to, or don't. Just talk to yourself. I'm literally laying in bed right now in the dark and just talking to myself. And really try to imagine that there's two people there. Like, don't talk just at yourself. Like, just imagine that you are divided into two people and just have a conversation, because I feel like it can be very, very beneficial sometimes. Anyway, that's my little takeaway from today. I really feel better now. I feel like I got something off my chest, even though I was rambling most of the time, I feel like. But that's just the point, right? It's the point. The point is that you should be able to just talk and ramble and not have a specific point all the time, you know? Yeah. I think that's important. I think it is important. Because, I mean, it is important to me. So I'm guessing there's other people out there that have the same feelings at some point. I'm going to go to bed. Read a little bit before bed and sleep. I hope you have a wonderful week. To anyone listening, I will tune in again next week, hopefully. Hopefully by then, my foot fungus situation is going to be solved. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic, and I will keep you updated if anyone's interested. If no one's even listening to this, then at least it's just for my own personal archives that I'm going to remember these times. Anyway, anyone listening, have a wonderful week. Yeah, I said that again. I'm repeating myself. Wherever you are in the world, I'm sending you lots of love, lots of empathy and strength and positivity and optimism and a big hug, a big virtual hug. Goodbye.